Hello and welcome to episode 4 of the Turton School Parent Podcast. My name is Mrs. Blakely and during this podcast we are focusing on internet safety. With Internet Safety Day being in February, we thought it would be good to share an insight of our curriculum and pastoral education of internet safety, as well as giving some tips from our sixth form students about keeping safe online. Today we welcome Mrs. Wright, who will talk to you about internet safety from the pastoral team, Mr. Rafai, our Head of Computing and IT, who will discuss the internet safety within computing lessons and current affairs curriculum surrounding staying safe online. And then our sixth form students who will share some advice on keeping safe online. We hope you found this fourth parent podcast useful, and if you need to get in touch, please do so through the contact page on the school website.
Social media is a big part of life, and especially so for our students in school. So what are the challenges our young people face? The biggest ones would be the amount of time students spend on social media. This certainly has an impact on sleep, mental and physical health. In general, students may say things over social media that they would never say to someone face to face. This is also true of adults as well. This could lead into unkind words being shared. Students may feel pressured into sending inappropriate images without fully realising the consequences and huge implications that this can have. Students may also send images on without realising the legalities around what they have done and the consequences that they could face. So from a pastoral point of view, we would certainly recommend some of the following. The regular checking of the student's phone. Not having the phone at bedtime or coming off the phone in good time so it doesn't affect sleep. The monitoring amount of time spent on the phone, blocking numbers, and certainly reporting incidents in a timely manner to the correct people.
Hello, I'm Mr. Rafai. So I'm Head of Computing here at Turton. I'm just going to talk to you a little bit about internet safety. So firstly, with regards to our curriculum and what we cover in this area. So we start right in year seven. As soon as they come into computing, we do a theme called Digital Citizenship. It's all about designing to mould students into becoming conscious digital citizens. We cover things like firstly just getting organised online and offline, so mastering password file management, getting online, so safely navigating the web, embracing positive internet use, managing email effectively. We then move to look at social media and digital footprints, exploring, you know, responsible social media use, understanding the impact of digital footprints, how it can affect students in the future, staying safe online and staying savvy online, so developing critical thinking skills to discern fake news, deepfakes, manage in-app purchases, and we finish the kind of theme off with looking at digital literacy, improving their overall skills, practical skills in Microsoft Word and PowerPoint. We have workbooks which are designed to offering engaging activities for each lesson to complement the theme of work. We're also getting prepared for Safer Internet Day, which is next week on the 6th of Feb. So what we're doing for that is we are, every single form from year 7 to 11 will get handouts with information on basically staying safe online. One of the main focuses for this year is what is AI, so artificial intelligence, which is a term that students are coming across in, you know, news, in films, in conversations. So just a breakdown of what it actually is and how it is integrated into our daily lives. Another area of focus is in looking at inappropriate and harmful content online, so how to identify, you know, hate speech, whether online grooming is taking place, extremist ideologies, misinformation, disinformation, fraud, and certain scams, etc., and how to protect yourself against this harmful content. Every form class will be doing that, along with quizzes, and all resources will be available to the teacher online.
Keep your Snapchat and goals small so that people can't see your location. Don't feel pressured to send anything you don't want to.
It's better to tell an adult about anything that you have seen than to worry alone. Not everything on social media is real.
Don't let social media friends influence your behaviour. Don't accept requests from people you don't know on social media.
I have some additional information for you about measles. You may well have seen in the news that recently there have been outbreaks of measles elsewhere in the UK. And we've been advised by the UK Health Security Agency that we are likely to see measles cases in the Greater Manchester area. Measles is highly infectious and can cause quite serious health consequences. However, there is a vaccine, the MMR vaccine, which is a safe and effective way to protect from measles, mumps and rubella. Please check that your child has had their vaccine, and if they haven't or you're unsure, please speak to the GP. There's actually no upper age limit for the MMR vaccine, so adults who are not protected can also talk to their GP. And on the Education Hub, there is a section for parents about measles. This can be found on our social media outlets such as Facebook. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Turton Parent Podcast, and feel free to provide any comments or feedback for future editions via our email info@turton.uk.com.